Today we begin a new book of the Bible, the book of Lamentations. And so we come today to chapter 1, verse 1. And Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. The book of Lamentations is that. It is a lamentation of Jeremiah the prophet, who preached for so many years that Israel would repent, but they didn't, and judgment came, and he is forced to witness it, and a very sad man. And it says in verse 1, "How lonely sits the city that was full of people! How like a widow is she who was great among the nations! The princes among the provinces has become a slave." And we know this from the New Testament too. Sin enslaves. The people of Jerusalem became slaves to their sin, the sin that they loved. And then they became slaves to Babylon as punishment for those sins. Verse 2. "She weeps bitterly in the night. Her tears are on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, she has none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They have become her enemies." Many people used to visit Jerusalem. It had been a very popular place, but no more. God took away her friends to try to get Jerusalem to return to him. Those friends are gone. It's part of the punishment. 3. "Judah has gone into captivity under affliction and hard servitude. She dwells among the nations. She finds no rest. All her persecutors overtake her in dire straits." The citizens of Jerusalem were forced to move far away from home. They are in another country where they are sad and they have no peace of mind. Sin makes people sad and robs them of peace. "There is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked." Verse 4, "The roads to Zion mourn because no one comes to the set feasts. All her gates are desolate. Her high priests sigh. Her virgins are afflicted, and she is in bitterness." The city gates were like city squares. The city gates is where the action was. People would meet by the city gates. People would fellowship. They would talk. Business was conducted by the gates. Official court proceedings were conducted by the gates. But now no one is there. The great bustling city is now a ghost town. 5. "Her adversaries have become the master. Her enemies prosper, for the Lord has afflicted her because of the multitude of her transgressions. Her children have gone into captivity before the enemy." And so Jerusalem's enemies, Judah's enemies, now control Jerusalem. The children who once played in her are now taken away as slaves. When we allow sin to rule us, God often allows bad people to rule us. Verse 6, "And from the daughter of Zion, all her splendor has departed. Her princes have become like deer that find no pasture, that flee without strength before the pursuer." You know, the enemy caught the princes or the rulers of Jerusalem as they tried to run away. They were hunted down like a buck during deer season. 7. "In the days of her affliction, and roaming, Jerusalem remembers all her pleasant things that she had in the days of old, when her people fell into the hand of the enemy with no one to help her. The adversary saw her and mocked at her downfall. Jerusalem's people are miserable as they remember the good they used to enjoy. And it just illustrates something that we see so many times in Scripture. Sin promises happiness, but it delivers sadness. And it delivers regret, instead of the peace and satisfaction that it promises. Verse 8, Jerusalem has sinned grievously, therefore she has become vile. All who honored her despise her, because they have seen her nakedness. Yes, she sighs and turns away. Jerusalem once had the respect of the entire world. But when God's people stopped being good, the other countries no longer admired them. What made her great was her goodness. 9. Her uncleanness is in her skirts. She did not consider her destiny. Therefore, her collapse was awesome. She had no comforter. O Lord, behold my affliction, for the enemy has magnified himself. The people of Jerusalem did not take God's warnings seriously. They never thought that all this bad would really happen to them. 10. The adversary has spread his hand over all her pleasant things, for she has seen the nations enter her sanctuary. Those whom you commanded not to enter your congregation. God's people saw some remarkable things, horrifying things. God's holy temple had been off limits to people who did not serve him. They couldn't even come there because that was a holy place. But God's temple was actually looted and demolished by the ungodly. 11. All her people sigh. They seek bread. They have given their valuables for food to restore life. See, O Lord, and consider, for I am scorned. God's people were just trying to find the basics so that they could stay alive. 12. Is it nothing to you, all you who pass by? Behold and see if there is any sorrow like my sorrow, which has been brought on me, which the Lord has inflicted on me in the day of his fierce anger. Jeremiah did not sin like the rest of God's people. He tried to get them to repent for decades. They did not repent, so they were punished. And now Jeremiah is suffering from the overflow of God's wrath. He lived through it himself, even though he had been faithful. 13. From above, he has sent fire into my bones, and it overpowered them. He has spread a net for my feet and turned me back. He has made me desolate and faint all the day. The people of Israel were lonely and they were weak because God left them. They were desolate. They left God, so he left them. 14. The yoke of my transgressions was bound. They were woven together by his hands and thrust upon my neck. He made my strength fail. The Lord delivered me into the hands of those who I am not able to withstand. God made the sins of Israel to be as a heavy yoke on their necks. And so the sin that they lusted after became a burden which they had to bear. 15, the Lord has trampled underfoot all my mighty men in my midst. He has called an assembly against me to crush my young men. The Lord trampled, as in a winepress, the virgin daughter of Judah. Like people walk on grapes to squeeze all the juice out, God squeezed the blood out of the mighty soldiers of Israel. 16, for these things I weep. My eye overflows with water, because the Comforter, who should restore my life, is far from me. My children are desolate because the enemy prevailed. Jeremiah is crying, and no one can make him feel better. The remnant of Jerusalem, they are crying, and no one can make them feel better. The war is over, and God's people have lost. And they never would lose a war if they were right with God, because God promised that He would fight for them. 17, Zion spreads out her hands, but there is no one to comfort her. The Lord has commanded concerning Jacob that those around him become his adversaries. Jerusalem has become an unclean thing among them. Many times God rescued his people from trouble. Not this time, however. They must suffer for all the sins that they have committed. Verse 18, the Lord is righteous, for I rebelled against his commandment. Hear now, all peoples, and behold my sorrow. My virgins and my young men have gone into captivity. When God allows trouble, we should admit that he is right to do it. When we blame God for the trouble caused by our sins, we don't understand that God is a blameless God, and we don't understand that we are guilty sinners who deserve punishment. 19. I called for my lovers, but they deceived me. My priest and my elders breathed their last in the city, while they sought food to restore their life. Jerusalem looked for a friend as they were being conquered, but they didn't find one. All the good time friends were gone. 20. See, O Lord, that I am in distress. My soul is troubled. My heart is overturned within me, for I have been very rebellious. Outside, the sword bereaves. At home, it is like death. In other words, I'm suffering. I'm suffering and I'm sad because I have not obeyed God. 21. They have heard that I sigh with no one to comfort me. All my enemies have heard of my trouble. They are glad that you have done it. Bring on the day that you have announced, that they may become like me. The enemies of God's people were glad that God punished his people. That was a big mistake on their part. 22. Let all their wickedness come before you, and do to them as you have done to me. For all my transgressions, for my sighs are many, and my heart is faint. God punished his people because they did not obey him. He had to. And God will also punish their enemies because they were glad that Israel was punished. We can rejoice that God is just, but we better not be happy that sinners are suffering. We better not be happy because it does not make God happy. Next time, Lamentations chapter 2. Until then, so long, everyone.